This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Looking at... Well, I've actually got two Boyd's products sitting right in here. Three. I know them well, and you should get to know them as well. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, I don't know Billy Joel's politics, do you? I don't. But I do know one thing. Trump didn't start the fire. I don't know if Billy Joel would object to me setting this up with one of my favorite songs anyway. It doesn't really make sense, but it mentions a lot of things. Now, Trump didn't start all this stuff. But as the song says, what the song says, we didn't start the fire, but it was always burning since the world's been turning, right? Trump didn't start this fire of incivility. Trump has never preached violence. He's never preached racial animosity. He's not a redistributor. He doesn't preach economic injustice. He doesn't roll that way. He never has. He's never going to. What he does do unapologetically is he's a brawler. Somebody comes in and pushes, he pushes back. Somebody punches, he punches back harder. But the characterization of him being, and the whole narrative of him being a bit racist and violent is absurd. You could try, but I'm not going to take the time to tell this to leftists and any biased media allies out there. They want you to believe that Trump did start the fire, like the separation at the border, which was a thing that was happening under Barack Obama. It was a thing happening under Bill Clinton. It's been a thing that's happened to Americans for years and years and years. If you get sent to jail, you don't take your kids with you. But they want you to believe that Trump started that fire. But they want you to believe he started all the fires. Not only did he start them, but he's responsible for everything the left perceives as wrong with our world. Every single thing. Now, if you're a leftist, particularly if you're a media leftist, think of what you're blaming him for. Because it's a staggering list. A list of deceit. That knows no end. The left doesn't know where it ends off because they just keep on adding to it. Treason with Russia. Sexually molesting numerous women. Starting fights. He's a racist. He's misogynistic. He hates immigrants. He cheats on his taxes. He cheated in business. He's using the presidency to enrich his family and companies, even though somehow he's not taking any pay for it. And he's incited the pipe bomb violence and the synagogue murders. So let's start with the first one. Or in the multiple, in the diverse world, numero uno. Trump colluding with Russia to steal the election from Hillary. Never mind that Hillary didn't go out and campaign. Never mind that nobody likes her. Bill Clinton doesn't like Hillary. Chelsea puts up with her. But a more deceit-filled, stupid narrative may never have been pushed by the Democratic media slaves than this one before. Ever. And yet it's still alive after 2 years of nonstop coverage and proclamation with no evidence to back anything up. All we need now is Bruce Campbell standing there going, "Hail to the king, baby. Is the living dead come out of the ground?" Because it never stops happening. Even though there's zero evidence. Zero. Yet the mental midgets of our leftist media will never admit there is no evidence. Jake Tapper, Scarborough, Rachel Maddow, they've gotten really, you know, they've made political hay out of this and money. They've done it better than any con man could ever have done it. They reported it daily, breathlessly, implying treason and a stolen election and an unfit president, a man for no seasons. And, you know, rumor has it that there's a video of Trump telling a Russian official to go tell Putin that after the election he would have more latitude to do what Russia wanted. But CNN and the rest of the leftist media could never find it. You know, that's not true, though, is it? That was video of Obama. I'm sorry. And they never played that. They actually had it. I've actually seen that, but they never played it. But the rest of the list, it's all made up as well. None of these things has any evidence to back it up. The media meme they wanted us all to believe is Orange Man bad. They want you to believe that there is virtually, this guy is so malfeasant that there is a new scandal every single week making it up out of thin air. And when, you know, when they start running stale on ideas, then they reimagine them and recycle them. But Trump didn't start that fire. The elite leftist Democrat media never Trump complex started that fire. And those within it did in a manner that has virtually destroyed their credibility. It's destroying their mind and, you know, maybe even their souls. Dig, if you will, the many journalists and news organizations who made the claim they would not do objective coverage of Trump because he was so dangerous. They saw a man so vile, so crude, so extreme, so awful, and so disastrous that they would not give him the benefit of fair coverage. This was an assault that was led by the New York Times. Then there's the Sea Island Conference where the tech lords, many major media figures and a host of Never Trumps, met at a posh Georgia island in order to stop Trump from growing further. Then, right after the election, the New York Times actually apologized to their readers and the nation for being so biased. From the Times, we will rededicate ourselves to the fundamental mission of Times journalism. That is to report America to America and the world honestly without fear or favor. Any of you that believed that, when you saw that, well, they put it in the paper, it must be true. Well, listen, I've got some timeshares on a very expensive bridge for you. So, dear leftists, dear media malaprops, dear tech lords, dear Democratic party, Trump didn't start this fire. You guys started the fire. You and your vileness, you and your self-proclaimed elite smartness, your self-projection of superiority, your pretense of smug self-righteousness. And consider his opponents, the Republican establishment, the bloated Hillary machine, and the fake news old media, and of course the tech lords and their platforms. So, and let me add this. These tech lords went from don't be evil to let's use our power and money to further the evil leftist agenda in less than a decade after they convinced you that your information would be safe with them. They were and are all in with the destruction of Trump. They are all in for the destruction of center-right thinking. The current tech giants are embarrassing. You know, they're using their power in a way far worse than Microsoft ever did. And they're getting away with it right in front of our eyes. Their hubris knows no end. So, the good point, the good news here is that Trump was clearly the right choice. He didn't start this, but he's fighting all of these people to a standstill. And many of them are ruining themselves in the process of trying to fight back. And these aren't Trump's fires, but he knows how to put them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live. Coming to you live. From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm going to, and I'll have to do this tomorrow, I guess. I'll have to bring this up tomorrow, but we should really stop reading stuff by the Never Trumpers. We really should. Simply because it's a waste of our time. It's a waste of our time. You know what? I'm going to give you an example. Jonah Goldberg is one of the Never Trumpers. He is one that is out there that thinks that Trump is contemptuous, he's uncouth, he is inappropriate. He's a lot of things that have nothing to do with his fitness as a president, his command fitness, if you will. George Patton, he was certainly not a politician at all. He was effective in what he did, but he got in as much trouble as he did, he got in as much trouble as he did winning combat. He won as much combat as he did, he got in trouble. So, this idea of putting everybody into a mold and making a determination based upon this is one of these things that these Never Trumpers do all the time. And they don't like him being on Twitter, and they don't like him being here, and they don't like what he says and all this other stuff. And this is the thing. We've lurched so far left. We have so much political correctness ingrained in the culture now that, we're going to have to be pulled hard right, abruptly right. And it's going to be Trump that's probably going to do it. But here, let's talk about Jonah Goldberg's latest column on townhall.com. Now, the debate here is whether Trump was a precipitating factor in the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue. And there's two sides of the debate. No, he didn't, and yes, he did. Now, what's becoming a thing, and Goldberg's correct up to this point, each side is going to adhere quite vehemently to their side of the argument. And they're going to get more and more furious at the other's side of it. But then Jonah Goldberg has asked the question, is Trump helping? And according to Mr. Goldberg, no, he is not. And that's bad enough. That makes it bad enough. It doesn't matter if he precipitated it or not. It's bad enough that he's not helping. So here we have, let me give you some stuff from him. Verbatim, okay? Jonah Goldberg, Town Hall. Let us stipulate that the pro-Israel father of Ivanka Trump, who converted to Judaism when she married Jared Kushner, is not literally Hitler. But let's also stipulate that there's something about Trump and his MAGA nationalism that's been and remains very attractive to bigots. This doesn't mean that everyone who jumped aboard the Trump train is a bigot, far from it, but it is simply true that some who did are bigots, and Trump and his team have been mainly unconcerned about this fact. I have some personal experience here. When the alt-right rallied to Trump starting in 2015, I was one of their targets. I was besieged with anti-Semitic filth. I ranked sixth on the Anti-Defamation's League of Targeted Jewish Journalists. Once, when I mentioned that my brother had died, I was pelted with jokes asking him if he'd been turned into soap or a lampshade. While the attack shocked me, I was more dismayed by how little many fellow conservatives seemed to care about the entire phenomenon. So see, now here we go. I'm a victim here. So I have personal experience here, and and Trump is actually in control of who votes for him, without a doubt. I mean, you can look at the left, and just think of all the wailing, screaming, tearing at their breasts people you saw November 2016 when Hillary lost. All the wailings and all the screamings and all the other stuff. And let's sit here and everybody have one big cumulative, wow, they're nuts too, kumbaya moment. Now, One of the things he says about, and this is what he, this is one of the things he lays at Trump's feet. He says that he was a lifelong New York Democrat, which maybe he was. I don't know. And he has no real understanding of what traditional conservatives and Republicans believed. So what he's basically saying is that Trump doesn't know what he knows, that he knows more. Now, mind you, as far as I know, Jonah Goldberg's never held office, never run for office, might not be able to run for office successfully and get elected dog catcher. Most likely not, because he sounds like a very smug, sanctimonious kind of guy that makes you want to, I don't know, punch him in the middle of his face. But he also says Trump is even more ignorant of how to be presidential. He's the first president who doesn't even know how to pretend to be a unifying figure, at least for longer than it takes to read a statement. Instead, he's enraptured by the rapture of his base, feeding them red meat, dog whistles, and cultural wedge issues. Anything to keep all of the attention, negative or positive, on him. He often says it would be so easy to be presidential, but as he said at a Pennsylvania rally in March, you'd all be out of here right now. You'd be so bored. Why try to unify the country if the price is a little less applause and attention? You're an idiot, Goldberg. You don't understand what's happened to you. You don't get how many Democrats crossed the lines because they were led astray by the Democratic Party and the powers that be in the Democrats. You don't see how many black Americans is crossing over. You don't see how many Democrats are walking away. This has nothing to do with tradition. Tradition is what got us here. Tradition is what got us here. I'm sorry about whatever happened to your brother. Okay, I am. Whatever it is, I'm real sorry about that. At the same time, you are a sanctimonious pile of slime, Jonah Goldberg. This is the last of yours that I will ever read. I'll never mention your name again. You're not worth this audience hearing about you. You're not worth me wasting my oxygen saying your name. You are irrelevant. You're going to be more irrelevant as time goes on. Your loss of relevance has to do with the fact that you are not a realist. You don't live in the real world. You live on the cruise ship with you and Bill Kristol, and you can rearrange those. Here comes the, watch out for that that iceberg there, Jonah. But go ahead and rearrange those deck chairs, would you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said he is prepared to deploy as many as 15,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border in anticipation of a Central American caravan heading towards the United States. General Stanley McChrystal on sending troops to the border.
I would urge real caution here. I would urge, we've got some time before the convoy gets here. We've got to decide how we want this to play out. It's a chance for the United States to show our values in a very overt way.
President Trump is holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies tonight. This one will be held in Fort Myers, Florida. Now, the president will also be stumping for Ron DeSantis, who's running to be the next governor of Florida. Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis joined Fox Business and said he believes,
at the end of the day, I think we're clearly better off today, you know, than we were a couple years ago in terms of economic opportunity.
The Dow was up 241 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I was just listening to the news. Did you guys hear where Stanley McChrystal is out there trying? Listen, Stanley McChrystal was a general. I mean, as a commander, a field commander, that dude was a very capable field commander. As a post-life as a general, he doesn't know when to shut up. I've heard all the stories about him, how he runs 7 to 8 miles a day and only sleeps 4 hours a day, only eats one meal a day. That's great. You're retired, sir. You can go ahead and live your life. He has come out for gun control. Now, he was a general in a lot of eras, but he got fired by Obama. He was the commander of the ISAF, and he was dismissed summarily by Obama because of all the friction between the two of them. Now that he's out here, the fact that he is a general, or was a general, he's a general retired now. There are lots of military members that are retired now, and they don't get to walk around and be their rank no more. They had their rank. They don't wear the uniform. You know, they get to go on the PX and all this other stuff. McChrystal goes out there all the time, and he's a member of different boards of directors. He has come out for gun control. He refers to AR-15s as assault weapons and says they should only be on the battlefield. Obviously, I feel bad for his boys if that's what they were issued in combat, because they should have been issued M4s, not AR-15s. Otherwise, it's a... Your argument, Stanley, is not valid. But listen, when you hear these guys out here talking, especially about what's happening now on this border is unprecedented. And normally with George W. Bush or a Barack Obama, this would be met under the guise of humanitarian measures. And then under the guise of those humanitarian measures, these people would be taken in and everything. And, when they are trying to hop the border, they would be caught, they would be detained, and then they'd probably be released, because we do a lot of catch and release so far with the policies we have in place. Trump and America has to pick a line and say, this is where we draw the line. And then we have to stay true to that declaration. We have to say, with Syria, Obama got out there and said, this is the red line in the sand. And then they crossed it, and he's like, shucks. Our military is to defend this nation. Now, we haven't ever had to defend this nation on this nation's soil before. So this will be sort of a first. And I completely get how McChrystal would be sitting there saying, this is one of these things where we can show what we're made of. Well, we're going to show what we're made of, sir. And you need to just shut up. Your time is past, just like my time is past as far as being in the military. My time was over. It's been over for a long time. I still hearken to it. I still remember it. The people I hung out with, one of my old Army buddies this past weekend. Haven't seen that boy in 32 years. Love the idea of what I did, and I'd do it again if I had a chance to. But having said that, I'm not in charge, and neither is McChrystal. And getting out there and interjecting yourself into this argument when you're not in the chain of command is somewhat, shall we say, egotistical. And I'll sit right here and tell you right now, I'm egotistical, without a doubt. But one thing I don't say is that I have all the answers. I do say that we have to do something. And we have been doing the same thing for a long time. And the absolute definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again and thinking you're going to have a different result one day if you just do it the same way. It's just maybe the stars will align or something. And the only way for there to be change or reform is we have to get a level accounting of everything. If they want to have immigration reform, hey, I agree with you. We should have immigration reform without a doubt. It should be a little bit easier to become a citizen, but it should still be controlled by the United States. There should still be a process by which you do it, besides living to cross a river. We simply can't do it anymore. All you got to do is go look at California. California is now the poverty center of the United States, in addition to being the richness center of the United States. They are both extremes. In Los Angeles, where they have, they welcome illegal aliens and homeless people with open arms. And then they sit around and say, how come we're having all of these outbreaks of all of these diseases that were put away back during the Dark Ages? Why does this keep on happening to us? Well, that's because you're doing the same thing over and over again. And for what? The Democrats that are in charge there, look at what you're in charge of. Look at what you're in charge of. You just about don't have a middle class in California anymore. And it's, all you're going to have is a welfare state and a state of high-end tech lords. And some of the people that work for the tech lords have to live in RVs on the side of the road in various places around San Francisco and Silicon Valley. Because even though they make $200,000, around here, if you made $200,000 where I live, you'd probably be able to qualify for a $600,000 house. They can't get into a piece of real estate for making $200,000 a year in San Francisco. Not unless they had like $2 or $3 million to put down on it to begin with. I may be exaggerating there, but maybe not. I don't know. Because I think they're like $3,000 a month is what it costs you to have to rent a closet. So it just irritates me when I hear the news and I hear one of the, Harry Reid, he's interjecting now on Birthright. Look, dudes, your time is over, Harry. You got your butt kicked by an exercise machine or by some guys out of Vegas. I don't know. Either way, you looked really, really bad, and you need to be retired. You are past your shelf life. I know the rest of your Democratic, like dimwits. The rest of your Democratic cohorts, I know they're also septuagenarian and octogenarian types too. But you should just stay retired, really. Because you and your boss, Obama, you're the ones that took the Democratic Party straight down the tubes, brother. You're the one that wanted, you know, well, we can't have this filibustering. We got to move forward with the agenda. So we're just going to go to this simple majority thing. Wait. You never sat back and said to yourself, you know, I think one day the wheels of power might shift. Do I want to take away something I could use to keep my ideals and my platform together? No, I just want that instant gratification. Yeah, we're just going to go straight to majority rules. And you got it, sir. So you, of all the ex-Democrats that are out there right now, Harry Reid is the last one that needs to interject himself in this. It's a different time. A different time, peoples. I just couldn't stand hearing that McChrystal stuff. You just need to be retired too, sir. Just be quit. All right? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products.
We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, back to back to Pittsburgh. Right now in Seattle, there's an initiative, 1639, that's really going to be bad if they enact it. And I hope they don't, but I don't know how that's going to work out. And Monday, they launched an email blast blaming the AR-15 rifle for the deadly attack on the Pittsburgh synagogue, ignoring two facts that were sort of glaring. One, the suspect is described as an anti-Semite, and he also took handguns. And two, the police officers responding to the shooting were armed with the same type of firearm. And they were using it to act to save lives, which, that happens. Talking about the Safe Schools, Safe Communities lobbying group behind I-1639, which critics say will strip young adults of their Second Amendment right by taking it to where they got to be 21 and stuff like that, had this to say in their email message. The shooter wrote angry anti-Semitic posts on social media. Then he walked into a synagogue with an assault weapon and killed 11 people. It was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. And the reason why? An AR-15. I guess the voices got to him, huh? And yet, if you look at the footage of the police officers responding, they showed up with AR-15s. Now, where's the coverage of these being used in the act of saving life? They were brought to end the carnage. The irony underscores the famous line from the 1953 Western classic Shane, in which Alan Ladd reminds Gene Arthur that a gun is a tool no better or worse than any other tool. A gun is as good or as bad as the man using that. You should remember that. Yeah. No kidding. Guns don't have moral compasses. AR-15s especially. They don't have any moral compass. when Devin Patrick Kelly opened fire at a church in Sutherland Springs almost 1 year ago. He was shot and critically wounded by an armed private citizen, Stephen Williford, who was armed with, you guessed it, an AR-15 rifle. Williford is an NRA-certified firearms instructor. He then pursued the killer to where he crashed his getaway car. And, of course, the gun prohibitionists ignore this fact, too. Now, I-1639 is the only gun control measure right now on the ballot anywhere in the United States this election cycle. And backers have already admitted that they will use this campaign elsewhere around the country to push similar laws potentially impacting millions of law-abiding citizens everywhere. We saw it with I-594. For some reason, Washington State becomes the petri dish for it all. But this email effort, they say, attempts to exploit this national tragedy to push a political agenda that will not prevent a single violent crime or make anybody safer. In Washington State, the five top law enforcement organizations are uniformly opposed to I-1639. It's a fact that activists contend it's not being reported enough by, the establishment media, who's for everything left. And there's another irony in Pittsburgh, one that underscores the goodness of people rather than the evil that anti-gunners seem determined to affix to a gun. When the accused synagogue killer was brought to a local hospital for treatment, he was attended to by Jewish doctors and nurses. And you can probably believe they knew what he had done. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto, a Democrat, could take a lesson from these medical professionals, as well as from Tree of Life Rabbi Jeffrey Myers. When Trump and First Lady Melania Trump announced that they would travel to Pittsburgh, Peduto politicizing the gesture by urging the nation's first couple to stay away while the victims were being buried. Which, you know what, pal? You're a mayor. You better just worry about that mayoral stuff. You don't need to worry about what my president's doing. Rabbi Myers of the Tree of Life Synagogue, according to CNN and the Associated Press, said the president is certainly welcome. I am a citizen, and he is my president. You know that there's nothing that we can identify with more as normal Americans than a guy living in a Ford panel van covered with Trump memes and soccer manifestos who sends bombs that don't work to Democrats who support policies that don't work. That's us. We're the normal people. We totally identify with this, right? Let me get the leftist narrative du jour right here. We identify with a Trump-hating freak who shoots up a synagogue. I just happen to believe that that is a idiotic strategy for these Democrats to follow right now in the midterms. The official media is in a frenzy explaining how Trump personally instructed kooky weirdo de Florida to mail pipe bombs to washed up Dem hacks and that nameless garbage being in Pittsburgh via a series of cunningly encrypted dog whistles like Make America Great Again is apparently code for mail bombs. Nothing says murder Jews like moving the embassy to Jerusalem and ending the Iran deal. Oddly, out of the 63 million Trump voters, only one jerk managed to decode this cipher. The other hated Trump for liking Jews too much. But as the CNN, MSNBC brain trust and such thinkers as rock legend Joe Scarborough teach us, their crimes are all on us anyway for some reason. We're all to blame for one kook's real terrorism because, well, he thought Trump was part of the giant Zionist conspiracy to make him a friendless loser. Which I'm not even sure if that makes it clear why. But, you know, maybe it's being a useful lie isn't the reason enough. We're also to blame for the other idiot's pantomime terrorism pursuant to the dippy moral calculus proposed by the same peeps who spent 8 years slobbering over the protege of Bill freaking Ayers. Ayers, as you would never know from watching our media, was a leader in an actual campaign of political bombings that actually maimed and killed actual people. So when the left feigned shock at those raising the possibility that leftists might be responsible for doing something leftists had a history of doing, as well as a history of faking hate crimes when they were the victims, At a politically convenient time, the faux outrage rang hollow. And how faux the outrage was, and so very, very selective, too. The leftists demand you ignore the near-miss massacres of the Family Research Council and the baseball field by committed leftists who are not any crazier than their political allies, only more proactive. The message is that you normal Americans are complicit for voting for a guy who doesn't hate your guts. I think that on November the 6th, the Democrats are going to get a message back from the people that they are shamelessly lying about. And normal voters are not going to look at this blood libel and say, yeah, I feel personally responsible for the actions of that Elizabeth Warren channeling fake Indian stripper guy with a kilometer-long rap sheet who totally would not have gone anything nutty if it weren't for Trump. I buy off into that completely. I guess I have a moral obligation and vote for people who, you know, I need to vote for people who will ruin this surging economy, restore America to our rightful place as a laughingstock on the world stage, and attack my rights of free speech, my free exercise of religion, and of course my most sacred right to keep and bear arms, and to protect myself from exactly these kind of aspiring Stalins. And it's all because this has to make sense to somebody. I mean, I'm convinced. I think most everybody out there is going to be furious with these lies. But we'll see. We will see on, Tuesday. We'll see on Tuesday. We will see on Tuesday. And I very likely will take the night off Tuesday. So, because I'm going to be voting. And you should too, but we'll see on Tuesday. We got hour number three coming up. And as it is my custom, I like to speak with Dean Weingarten in the last hour. So that's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.